It's time now for the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt of Roan Mountain, Tennessee. And now, Pastor Honeycutt with God's message for today.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for the precious Word of God. Thank you for just being God. Thank you for being a perfect Savior. Thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ that came, gave His life, died on an old rugged cross, and rose the third day. Thank you that He lives. Thank you that Jesus Christ lives within each one of us that are saved. He is our life. He is our hope. He is our all. And Father, how wonderful it is to be truly a child of God. I pray for today that you tender our hearts. I pray you draw your children close to you. Father, I pray that the gospel would ever go forth. Lord, I pray that the church in these days would be strengthened. And Lord, as we look in the Word of God, I pray even today, open the hearts of the listening audience today. God, may we see why the Scripture is written just like it is, and how parallel it is to the day that we live in, and how Paul stood for one thing, the glorious gospel. Father, after all the accusations, what do we stand for? The glorious gospel. And Father, thank you that the only way an individual can be saved is through and by the gospel that Jesus Christ died and rose again. Apart from that glorious gospel, there is no truth. And Lord, thank you for that. Thank you for the simplicity of Christianity. Thank you for the simplicity of Christ. Thank you for the simplicity of the gospel. Father, would you bless the saints of God today? Keep your hand upon that which is yours. In Jesus' lovely name we ask it. Amen. This is the Open Bible Hour. I'm this Brother Jerry Honeycutt. What a blessing it is to be with you again today. I want to say this. I appreciate each and every one of you that pray for us, that support the work, that help us. The Bible ministry that God's put in our hand. I was preaching to our people just the other night, and I was just sharing with them. I said, folks, look back. What is it that God has placed in our hands? I mean, we're not a big church. We're small. Our number is small, but what has God done? What does He give us a job to do? To send out the Word of God by the means of sending out Bibles to individual souls, to send out Bibles into prisons all over the United States, and our Bibles are reaching in mass countries all around. Some countries we send more to, Oh, when I look on the map and see what God has done, and then the radio stations, not only the radio stations, but folks, the computer outreach, the AM, FM, shortwave, all of the ways that the gospel is going out. My goodness gracious alive. Is the church dead? No. Is the gospel still going forth? Yes. Our preacher still proclaiming God still has His men, just like He had a Paul that stood. Honey, I want to tell you, there'll always be a man that'll stand and proclaim the Word of God. And I want to be among that crowd. Praise God. Amen. No compromise, nothing else, just simply doing it. Thank you for making it possible to keep the radio programs going, to send the Bibles. This cannot be done by the government. This cannot be done by education. This is done by the church. And every one of you as born-again believers in churches that are fulfilling the promise, thank you, that just allowing us to have a little part in it. God bless you. Our prayers are with you, and we hold you up. For what? The gospel. Now, would you open your Bible back to the greatest book in the book of Acts, chapter 24. Now, what we've done from verse 1 all the way down to verse number 20, what we've seen is, in other words, God's been giving us the history of what's been happening. And here's Paul. He's going to have to stand, and he does it joyfully. But I want you to look with me in verse number 21. He says, "Except it be for this one voice that I cried standing among them." He's been accused of everything else. He's defended himself. He's bragged about Israel. He's bragged about God. He's bragged about his conscience. I mean, he's explained his position. But he said, "I confess to you." And he said, "I believe in the God. I believe in the hope. I believe in the law." And he said, "I even believe in the hope of the resurrection of the dead," in verse number 15, which the law allows. And hey, this group, this council here, they agree with that. They can't argue against it. But look at verse number 21. "Except that it be for this one voice, this one thing that I cried standing among them." What is the one thing that this crowd is against, Paul? "Touching the resurrection of the dead, I am called in question by you this day." What is Paul zeroing in on? He brought up the question in verse 15 of the resurrection. Here he zeroes in again. He said, "The one thing that they are accusing me of that they've not mentioned to you is about the resurrection of the dead that I'm called into question to you this day." What's Paul referring to? Well, he's referring to this sect that they accuse me of as Christians. This sect is, we believe in the gospel, not a gospel, but the gospel. The gospel that Jesus Christ died and rose again. Now, listen to verse number 22. Paul, he knows Felix. And when Felix heard these things, when he put this together with the accusation, and here he speaks out. Paul has stated his position and brings up the gospel to light that nobody can deny it. The whole thing about it, the great orator Tertullus, he can't deny what Paul has said. The high priest and the elders and the council can't deny what Paul has said. So Felix, the government raises up, and Felix heard these things, and look what the Holy Spirit has got pinned in the Word. "Having more perfect knowledge of that way." What is he speaking of that way? That way of the gospel. The church marching through the land. The gospel being preached. All that's happened from all the way from Jerusalem all the way through. He had a knowledge of all that was going on in his government and looking at it. What does he do? He deferred them and said, in other words, he deferred them. This meeting is over. Mr. Tertullius, there's nothing else you can say. The high priest and the elders and those that were there, there's nothing else they could say. The meeting is over. And he says, when Lysias, in other words, the chief captain, when he shall come down, remember, this chief captain put an army together to Paul to be taken where he is now, and to protect him, and sent a letter. So Felix had said, when he shall come down, I will know the uttermost of your matter. We'll talk about this later. In other words, he postponed it. And he commanded a centurion. Here he looks into a centurion and he said, I want you to keep Paul and to let him have liberty. Don't put him in chains. Don't lock him up. Give him liberty, that he should forbid none, and forbid none of his acquaintance to minister or to come unto him. Paul may be still under lock and key, but he sure had liberty. And he said, if anybody wants to come and speak to Paul, let him. If any of his acquaintances wants to come and minister unto him, let it happen. You know what's going to happen? Their visitors are going to come. Paul's going to be preaching to them. You know what's going to happen to this centurion that has got to be with him and guard him? Paul will win him to the Lord before it's over. Why? Paul's got one thing on his mind. Preach the gospel. And what did he do here on this occasion? He didn't do a thing but defend. He proclaimed the word of God. He simply bragged about the law and the prophets and the written word of God. Did he put it down? No. He's not against the law. He lifted it up, but he preached the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And after certain days, when Felix came with his wife, Drusilla, which was a Jewess, he sent for Paul and heard him concerning what? The faith of Christ. Hallelujah. We'll talk about that tomorrow. Isn't God good? What's the greatest thing in the world? Do you remember when God showed you the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ? Salvation is the greatest thing in the world. Say amen right there. Until tomorrow, God bless you.
You have just heard the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt. If you feel today's message has been a blessing to you, address all correspondence to the Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roan Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. That's the Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roan Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. Until next time, may God richly bless you.